This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show, brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, the summer event.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with Greg Hill, Jermaine Wiggins, and Courtney Cox on Sports Radio WEEI.
That's right. Finally official. Longest co-host search in the history of co-host searches. It took longer to find a Danielle replacement than it did a Michael Scott replacement on The Office, Curtis.
That is true.
Which never really worked out. No. Did it? I mean, did you? Who was it? Will Ferrell first,
yeah,
right?
Mr. Vickers. And yeah. I will say this. Courtney is already better than any of the Michael Scott replacement.
Oh, thank you.
I like
thank
the Alpha's yeah. character.
Yeah.
I did.
He was a Michael Scott replacement.
He was not a Michael Scott.
And Robert California.
He wasn't a Michael Scott replacement, though, Idris Elba. You understand that?
He was on the show with Michael Scott.
Yeah. Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But listen, a good try. with regard to Courtney,
yes.
At some point this morning, I do need some sort of an explanation on why this took so long. I mean, you know, it enraged people. I don't know if you know that or not.
You should see my DMs.
Really?
Dumpster fire.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah. And the mute button on Twitter has just become, like, my favorite
That's
tool
your go-to?
Ever. Well, I just think it's so fascinating to me that people have so much to say about a job. Like, this is a job.
Yeah.
It's. I understand that people listen to it for entertainment, but right. It is a job.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Replacing, yes, you guys had people come on, but there was a lot of other factors that went into it. And EEI and Nesson have a great relationship.
Yeah.
The Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, which is coming up, my favorite day of the year, mm-hmm. Two days.
Yeah.
Is such a great event. And so when this presented itself as an opportunity, it was a great opportunity. So anybody who says otherwise has no idea what they're talking about. B, anybody who says I shouldn't have gone for it because I was under contract, there are a million things that go into a contract. For a non-compete, for me, radio was not a competitor to a TV station.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I'm like, yeah, this shouldn't be an issue. It's also something that Nesson works so closely with. So, you know, I had a million different conversations. I would have a phone call with somebody and it would go great. Then I would have an email the next morning and it would be a completely different conversation. You have to talk to 10 million different people. Lawyers, like you said, are involved. I didn't want to get sued. So that was another thing.
You didn't want to get sued?
Yeah, no, I didn't really well, have, sure I don't have the bank, I don't have your bank account, so I couldn't.
You could have J. Charles Wiggins and Associates.
That is true.
Any kind of a
that
lawsuit.
Is true.
Oh, yeah, we would have got you out of that contract mm-hmm. real quick.
That is true. But the DM, I sent Wiggy a DM after he said, like, well, if you want it, you should be here. And I was like, listen, I want it. I'm putting my neck out on the line. I'm burning kind of some bridges here mm-hmm. just to get on for the 4-hour show. And I know there's a ton of conspiracies saying that I knew I had the job, so on and so forth. I literally lost my job just to go on for the 4 hours. And I called my parents. I said, I'm going to finally do something for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bet on myself. And if I don't get it, I'll find something else.
There
so explain that to people. In order to come back
yes.
as a finalist,
yes.
you had to tell Nesson
that they
I'm
could
leaving,
replace me.
And that they could replace
yes.
you. And that they could change your contract.
Correct. It was an amendment to the contract.
Right.
So, like, you know, there's a million things that go into it. But at some point, you have to think, what do I want to do for my career? I was
Bet
there for
yourself.
5 years. 5 years is a long time in any industry. In sports broadcasting, it is like dog year. Mm. I mean, that's literally, people never stay in a place for 5 years. And if you do, you're kind of like a lifer. And there were just a few comments here and there that I said. There were. I loved my time at Nesson. The people that work there that I worked with are some of the most talented, nicest, best people ever. Obviously,
some it's the higher-ups.
Well, yeah, some people don't like me, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And 5 years, I knew a million male talent that was able to do both, and I kept bringing that to the table.
Good point.
Because I would have done both.
Yeah.
I would have done both.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So that's kind of what it all boiled down to was I felt like I should have had the same opportunity that Dale Arnold was doing. Mm-hmm. And I love Dale Arnold. I think he is fantastic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But,
so
you know.
So is Curtis. Curtis loves Dale.
That's like a, when you bring that up.
I was over Dale's over the weekend. What a barbecue.
When you bring that up, that's like so hypocritical.
Was it only Awaken 180 that was being served?
They just had saltines.
They were giving out Bobby Orr pitches. But that is so hypocritical.
Allegedly.
When you think about it, that like people, and that's the one thing, that these there are people out there that are always going to try to block your blessings. And that was my response to you. Always bet on yourself because you can't trust anybody.
Right.
Can't trust nobody because, you know, you see how things go down. But always bet on yourself. And you know what? Sometimes you got to say, the hell with you. I'm going to do it. And
yeah. And there are definitely people higher up that really had my back during this. It wasn't everybody. And I'm not going to miss anybody because I'm actually friends with these people. We go out to dinner. We see each other all the time. A lot of people live down the street from me.
Right.
So I feel like those relationships aren't going anywhere. It's definitely weird. The day after, I was like, oh, well, I was there longer than I was in college, and now it's done.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I'm so excited that that's behind me because it was, think of it this way. I'm getting kind of back and forth with people at work about this. I'm talking to you guys about this, putting everything off, which I felt terrible about. Then I'm getting the mean tweets, the mean messages, the mean DMs, the mean comments.
Yeah.
It was coming from and my dad calling me every day. When are you going back on? Obviously. So for me, it was coming from every which way, and I'm just so happy that it panned out, it worked out, and, you know, no hard feelings.
Yeah.
Some.
We love hard feelings.
Yeah.
You sure there aren't any hard
feelings?
Tell
your haters to kick rocks.
Right, no, that's how I felt, and, you know, it was a bittersweet last day, because I felt sad that I was, you know, leaving some people, and then other people. Well, those people didn't even show up for my last day. Let's put it that way.
That's the way it always goes.
There was no
cake. That's the way it always goes.
But I had a great manager. He was awesome.
All right. Well, we are delighted that you're here, finally.
Finally.
And I know that Twitch is welcoming you with wide open arms this morning.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
Lady Jade's the gatekeeper, so.
Yeah. Sometimes they call you sleepy. But they call me low energy.
No, yeah. Who? I'm sorry.
Oh, now that's the new show. Sleepy and low energy.
Low energy and sleepy in the morning.
It's like Snow White and the Seven Little People.
Oh, yeah. You can't say that anymore. Can you name all seven?
No.
By the
sleepy
way.
Sleepy and low
easy.
Energy.
Wait, you just reminded me. Are we doing a full audio eulogy based on the tragic death of a legendary musical artist over the weekend, or are we doing
your decision.
I need your help on
it. Yeah, there's a few songs out there.
I don't think there are really.
His main song is good enough for a full one.
Well, his main song is what everybody's going to remember.
But are we just going to do that as a rejoin, or would we do a full audio eulogy? I don't know if his death requires, sadly, a full audio eulogy.
Jeez. Uh-oh.
There's a couple.
Getting canceled for that.
I'm not getting canceled for that.
Welcome back, Maddie.
There's a couple songs out there that if you heard him, you'd be like, oh, I remember that song, you know, that he performed.
All right, we'll do it. We'll get to an audio eulogy coming up when it comes to a sad passing over the weekend, but right now here is Ken and what is trending.
Serving New England for nearly 30 years now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. It's the Make This the Summer event. Save up to $7,000 on all new Jeep SUVs and Ram trucks. And a week in Nantucket, Greg, I mean, any stories, any tales? What happened over there besides the Felger meeting?
Well, I I was able to take, apparently when it came to fathering, I lacked in at least one area, which I was told I never took Breeze Hill fishing.
So I was
able to finally take Breeze Hill fishing.
Okay.
While we were over there. But, you know, I love it over there. That's my happy place, as they say. I really love Nantucket. So,
a lot of boats.
A lot of lighthouses.
I took a trip out to see where Courtney's engagement photos were taken out at the lighthouse. Her footprints and Santo's Gucci loafer prints are still in the sand out there.
Santo.
I think we've hit eight. That's
great. But obviously, I get it. You know, 2-3 days into vacation, then I really miss you guys, and I miss work.
Catch any fish?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
My son loves fishing. He wants to go out on a charter fish for his birthday coming up in August.
I can't stand fishing. Me neither. It's not my thing. I don't know why.
That's a long day, too.
How do you fish without drinking?
I don't know how people do it. My old man used to take me fishing, and we never caught anything.
Right.
We used to go to Lake Ossipee in New Hampshire. And if we got lucky, we'd catch like one tiny little sunfish, and it sucked. So I think that ruined that ruined fishing for me forever. The fact that we never caught anything.
It sucked for the sunfish too.
But anyway, it was a great week. Good. But I'm no more vacations until August.
Okay, you were missed. You missed your
June.
No more till August.
You only have 3 weeks left. Mm-hmm. Red Sox lose to the Yankees, second straight day, 3-0 game in the seventh that turned into a 9-1 finale. And that's now 6 of 8 in the loss column for the Red Sox. Yankees have won 7 of 10, I think, going back before the All-Star break. And the Rays win again. So the Sox AL East lead is down to a half game. This is a rivalry, Wiggy. This is a pennant race that they're in the middle of here.
Yeah, between them and Tampa.
No. Yankees are 3.5 out of the wild card. They're in it. Unfortunately, don't want to admit that. But up next, it's 3 games against the Blue Jays and Buffalo, who have won 4 straight as well. 7:07 the first pitch tonight. 6:07 pregame on the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Nick Pivetta on the mound tonight.
Ken, you're Mr. Baseball. What are you looking at when it comes to the lack of offense?
Yeah, I like Rizzo. I think they got to go out and get Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs at the trade deadline. I think that'll give him a jolt. His offensive game has been down a little bit the last 2 years, but he's a Gold Glove first baseman. You just lost Arroyo to a hamstring issue. And they're in a funk, so you got to get a new bat in that lineup. I like that. Curtis doesn't like Kimbrel as the package deal, but I would go for both.
No.
That fan who hit Alex Verdugo in the back Saturday night with a baseball ban for life from all MLB parks, although Wiggy wants more and doesn't think they'll be able to enforce that.
Nah, they won't be able to.
I want to know how they do it.
Yeah, right.
Bruins submitted their expansion draft protection list, so the Seattle Kraken will make their picks from 30 teams Wednesday night, 8 p.m., and from Boston, that choice likely Nick Ritchie, Connor Clifton, or Jeremy Lazan. That's probably who they'll take, one of those three. Several NHL vets also unprotected, including Carey Price of Montreal. Colin Morikawa, the winner at the Open Championship. Team USA Men's Hoops on to Tokyo. They beat Spain 83-76. So Tatum is headed over there. U.S. 2-2 in exhibition play. And NFL camps open up. Well, for the Patriots, it's a week from tomorrow, actually, they report. First practice will be on Wednesday, the 28th. Mm-hmm. And I think this Cowart sound, that was my lead, is going to be a big talker today. You got Byron Cowart, defensive tackle, coming out and saying they will not be welcoming Brady back with any kind of pomp and circumstance on October 3rd.
They should.
Did you guys see the huge news, and I'm not kidding, over the weekend, from Table Zone Jen Royal on social media?
No.
Mac Jones ate at table.
Really?
Jen Royal referred to Mac Jones as QB1.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Maybe some scuttlebutt over some rolled manicotti.
Huh. Interesting.
So Mac very Jones was there. She said he was very gracious, mm-hmm. knew the training camp rules, knew the playbook, and that he's going to be the QB1.
Wow. What did he order?
Yeah, that's the question. Isn't the guy supposed to be watching what he eats?
You would think.
He's a little doughy in the middle area there, Wiggy, like you and I.
Well, he knows his old lady loves to make him cookies.
Wiggy, he had a chicken marsala in a cup.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But Cam showing up this week. He posted on IG studying his playbook.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think he's coming, I think tomorrow maybe.
He looked like Billy Madison at the pitcher, like he was sitting at the kids' table. Yeah. Danielle texted me that with the pitcher. I was like, wow, that's Billy Madison.
That's
he's
your
QB1. Social media presence.
He is good on social media.
He's been unbelievable the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Silence. That's what he's saying. Silence is loud.
Gets going next week. That's what's trending now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Very good morning show.
Back by popular demand.
Back to the show.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station. WEEI.
The Patriots are welcoming back Tom Brady. What is it, Tom Patrick Brady?
We ain't welcoming him back. We just got to play him. We just got to play him. It ain't going to be no damn ceremony for him when they're like that.
I think they are going to have a ceremony for him.
They're not having no.
Man, I think it'll be a video or something, right? Like a tribute?
I think, yeah.
They might clap for him. They might clap for him. It's not going to be no, bro, this is our opponent. But y'all know, bro, what? Hey, bro, we like to win, but.
Man, you don't think they're going to put that, you don't think that pressure going to be on the organization to show them something?
Mm-hmm.
No, because it's still a Boston mentality.
What was the podcast, Ken Laird?
We're efforting that information. That's Byron Coward, Pat D. Lyman. I'm not sure what podcast it was.
Patriots Way of Life podcast.
It's called.
Oh.
I don't know what, if you're a Brady fan like Curtis, what do you expect? We're going to stop the game at halftime or in this,
after the first quarter,
we're going to stop the game after the first quarter and do some kind of a 37-minute video tribute to Tom Brady. I mean, that's not the way it works.
I don't know if a fifth-round bench warmer is the guy we should be going to see what the team will do for the greatest player in the history of the sport.
I think at halftime there is going to be something.
You think there'll be something?
Something.
Yeah, I don't.
Why? Absolutely, Courtney.
Bill will not allow that to happen.
Bill is going to be in the locker room with the players at halftime.
He will not allow that in the lead up to week four. He will not allow anything to be done.
Oh, my God.
Short, maybe a mention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Zdeno Chara got a little tip of the hat when he returned.
He won't get like a 30-second, like, tribute video.
Chara wanted to stay here. This is Benedict Arnold. He chose to leave, and he sabotaged the team in the final year and tried to get Gronk in a package deal to leave. Well, he's not Char. Let's put
you
it
guys,
in proper perspective.
The price for these tickets alone shows that fans want to see Brady coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So fans are going to expect that there is something that the Patriots are going to do on the Jumbotron.
You think so?
Yes.
Of course.
I wonder if it'll be anything.
Ken is just blinded by this bizarre rage.
You think
and
Belichick
I love
is
Bill. I'm Bill over Brady.
Who's
now?
Bill's boss, Ken?
Nobody.
Kraft. Bob Kraft.
Kraft.
You said Bob Kraft picked Mac Jones. He has no boss now?
No, they're peers. He's not
okay,
a boss.
Bob Kraft is incredibly concerned about his legacy. He knows the tenuous situation the team has at the quarterback position, having had last year with Cam what Brady did in Tampa. There will absolutely be some some little video, a quick thing, you know, his championships in New England.
That'll
obviously
hurt Kraft with the fans, not help.
They won't show the Bucs championship, but they'll do a quick little teaser.
I don't know that this would be an interesting poll, actually. I don't know that the majority of fans want some kind of a gushing tribute to Tom Brady.
They're going to celebrate 20 years of the first Super Bowl. That's what they'll celebrate.
Well, that would be something.
Who was the MVP of that game?
It was Brady, but they'll sell it and they'll bring Bledsoe back, and they'll bring us all out at halftime.
Are on drugs.
I also think with Bill hates any type of outside noise besides the game, so he probably won't want to. Well, he'll definitely not want to talk about it. But I also think if they don't do something, they'll all be asked about it after. So Bill might be like, "Guys, do whatever you want. Do a little something for him, and then no one's going to ask." why we didn't.
15 years celebration, so maybe the 20-year anniversary of the 01 Super Bowl, which started this whole thing, they bring us all out, and it kind of
They bring all of us out. Now I understand what you want.
This makes sense.
There'd be no dynasty if it wasn't for you.
For
know,
you. Yeah. For yours truly.
10 catches.
Yes, we know that.
I don't think you guys
No, I don't know.
That.
You should put up a poll, Curtis.
I just did.
Okay.
Will I make it to the end of the show, yes or no?
But he's getting no tribute, though. Why would you? There's no.
You don't think anything. No mention.
No, not one mention at all. Brady comes back. That's it. The only, you know, tribute he gets is when he goes on the field and fans cheer for him. But that is it. He is not getting no 30-second video. There's no welcome back to Gillette, Tom Brady. Bill is not going to have that happen. He'll kiss before the game. He'll kiss Kraft. He'll shake hands with Belichick. But
who's going to ask him before?
They're going to. You don't think they're going to run it by him? Hey, Bill.
No, I'm saying in media.
Oh, and well,
I will.
You are.
Well, yeah.
Curtis is going to. Are you ready? Are you ready to interview Bill? I mean, now that you got the co-host job.
Yeah, I think you throw in some lax questions here and there to really get him on your side,
and then you zing him.
Yeah.
Then you hit him with the hardball.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see how that one goes.
I love a good hardball question.
It's a response that comes.
No, I'm not sure that the majority of fans are going to that game expecting to say thank you, Tom, and to. I think the majority of fans want to see the Patriots beat the Bucs. Want to see Tom Brady lose.
Of course they want to do that, but that's completely different question.
You have to, Curtis.
Why is that ticket so expensive?
Because it's great theater. It's great theater, him coming back here.
Yeah.
He's the greatest player in the sport. He's coming back after winning a Super Bowl.
He's the enemy, Curtis.
Why did that game do the highest rating of any Super Bowl when he won in Tampa? More than the 6 championships here. Why were more people watching that game than any of the other prior Super Bowls?
So you want the organization to do a tribute to a guy who won't even mention them by name?
Right.
I'm not saying what I want or what I don't want. It's laughable to think they won't do something. Robert Kraft is petrified of the judgment that he would get if he alienates Brady when he returns to town. Absolutely they're doing something.
Oh, man.
I mean, why do you think Tom did the Subway commercial? Just to get back at Bill.
Absolutely.
See, the bigger question...
Is that weird to you with his lifestyle that he did a Subway commercial?
Well,
no disrespect to Subway, of course. Yeah.
Subway's always talking about how healthy and, like, lose weight and stuff.
Yeah, but isn't...
They are. I mean, that guy got canceled heavily. He went to jail.
Yeah, Jared. Yeah. Yes.
But Brady...
He was right up there with your AutoZone commercial.
I change my own oil. You know that. I'm frugal.
Sure. Remind me of the Dale Awakened 180 spots at the end.
We know Brady. Brady's not eating Subway.
But change my spark plugs later on this afternoon, Ken, over at AutoZone.
He'll do whatever for money. We know Brady's not eating Subway. It's all a money grab.
You know, we believe that Frosted Flakes are actually is a food.
I mean, it seems a little bit hypocritical to do the Subway commercial.
Of course it is. Yeah. It's his whole life these days.
It's money, though.
90% lies, in his own words.
He's getting that guap. See, the bigger question, which you should have put out, because you asked people, it's not whether or not the Patriots will do something for Brady. It's whether or not fans want there to be a 30-second tribute video.
That's the question that Curtis put out,
I believe. No, he didn't put that out. He put out, will the Patriots honor Tom Brady at Gillette Stadium this season?
Oh, will they honor him?
Right. Rather than, do you want that? Yeah, and I don't think that fans, I don't know, that's kind of, because I bet there might be some fans that want to fall in line with Curtis and say, we want you to honor Brady.
Here is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
How you doing?
I'm well. Welcome back, Hill Dog.
Thank you.
And I want to welcome Courtney, obviously.
Yes. Thank you, Derek.
I believe she was, if I remember correctly, your choice.
Number one out of the gate, kid.
Thank you.
If the morons that ran Nesson didn't get in the way, that should have happened right away.
I agree. And so does Courtney. She can't say it.
Well, I mean, look, Nesson speaks for itself. Just look at their ratings. Look at their programming.
Oh, jeez.
Listen, I'm sorry.
She's getting a cease and desist.
Your point about them letting Dale do both and not you is, like, gold. They got nothing to say for that.
There's no answer.
That's 100% true.
Yeah, it is 100%
that's
true.
That's accurate.
It's fact.
Her on this show would only help that, you know, dog of a programming that they have over there. But that's enough. Anyway.
How about them Red Sox?
Please don't get me started. Scott Brad was on, you know, last week. Like, Hilldog, you gotta get a team meeting together. And I don't want to tell you how to run your show.
Yeah.
But when you are out, we got to do something different, kid. I mean, it was a tractor pull. Holy crap! I barely got through. I had to flip over to Mikey's shoe just to plop him some ratings. I couldn't take it.
All right.
Brad's been trying to tell us that, you know, baseball's coming back when they're going head-to-head, okay, their little All-Star game. Now, if it was L.A. Brooklyn in the finals, nobody would have cared about baseball and their little home run derby and whatever else they were doing. But you got to do something different when you're out, Hilldog. It was not good.
We'll work on that.
Now, as for Pretty, okay, yeah. First of all, as Wiggy said, it's a guarantee that, you know, red carpet Bob will be on the sideline looking for his double cheek Euro kisses, all that. Put the camera on me. His little high chair that he sits in next to Jonathan will be cranked up all the way just so the camera can get right on him. That's a guarantee. That's all happening. As to your little, you know, tribute, it just proves that they screwed this thing up from the get-go, the whole way through. They got the greatest athlete in American history coming back to where he won all those titles, and this is even a discussion with the diehards. Please, that just shows you these people. They're day-to-day, Hilldog. That place is going to be empty come, I don't know, week 15.
Oh, come on.
When they finally, Hilldog, okay, you remember the old days.
Yeah, it's never going to be like that again. Never.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I don't. It'll never be like that again.
Maybe you forget last year when they were losing games at home, and it was like, you know, hey, let's beat the, you know, traffic out of the campground because there's only one way in over there.
I love Derek, but you realize that there were no fans there because they wouldn't allow them. It wasn't that it was empty because of their play.
It's happened all, even through the dynasty curse. I've been to games where they're losing at home and the quote, diehards are emptying out of that place faster than it's like somebody yelled bomb in the theater. They're gone, third quarter.
I do remember a lot of Steeler games that the Patriots blew them out in the second half. People sort of went back to the parking lot.
That's only because of Route 1.
I believe you are a spoiled little boy who doesn't remember when it was hot over there. And I'm telling you right now, this thing is on a fast track to 1992 where nobody was down there. And it's going to happen, and I can't wait.
All right, Derek, thank you. All right. It's Derek the Steelers fan. I missed him.
It's Route 1, though. I mean, that's why people leave
early. It does suck.
If they're down by, you know, 7 points, we got to get out of here before Route 1's
and the poll question, will the Patriots honor Tom Brady at Gillette Stadium this season? 63% of respondents say yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The better question, though, Wiggy is right, is do you want them to honor Tom Brady?
Well, Wiggy can do a Twitter poll on his profile.
Yes, he can. All right. Speaking of Tom Brady, at some point, Curtis, maybe after 8, we will get to the Super Bowl winning Patriot who took a shot at Tom Brady over the hysteria surrounding the MCL tear.
Sounds good.
You want to get to that?
Yes.
All right. But let us do this right now.
It's time for...
Because they don't do whores divorce at weddings, do they?
The dumbest of the day.
Yeah, of course they do.
Have you never been to a wedding with hors d'oeuvres?
Maybe. I can't remember. It's been a while.
All right, time right now for the dumbest of the day, Curtis, and we listened to everything that happened over the weekend, and we have determined this may have been the dumbest of the day.
Everything surrounding the Tokyo Olympics, in my opinion, is the dumbest of the day, but this takes the cake. So over the weekend, the New York Post reported that they have installed cardboard beds in the Olympic Village as a way to prevent any sexual behavior between contestants.
Oh, because of the COVID.
Because of the COVID.
They used to give out condoms, I think.
Yeah, they used to give out condoms.
It's a wild Olympic orgy.
And the beds are all made with the Greg Hill wasted shirt, so people are not feeling amorous whatsoever. So we're going to hear...
They have a picture of me in the wasted shirt so that nobody gets turned on.
On a pillow.
Is what you should be saying, yes.
So the anti-sex cardboard beds were all the rage, and we're going to hear from an American gymnast right now.
In today's episode of Fake News at the Olympic Games... The beds are meant to be anti-sex. They're made out of cardboard, yes, but apparently they're meant to break at any sudden movements. It's fake news.
So the beds are pretty sturdy.
He's jumping on it.
This would be a lot. So that means there should be a lot going on. Cardboard, concrete. What's the difference when you're in the mood?
Right.
It doesn't matter.
The floor is still there. is what you're saying.
You could stand up.
Yeah.
These people are athletes.
Yeah, they are.
They can go anywhere.
Have you seen some of these gymnasts? They don't really need to lay down. Let's be honest. Yeah.
Speaking of gymnasts.
Yeah, no, big gymnastics news this morning because the U.S. gymnastics team has a positive COVID case, and somebody was with that gymnast, so they are also being like put on standby for quarantine. Mm. They said that they're not naming the gymnast, but they said between the ages of 10 and 18, there are only two gymnasts on that team this year that are 18 years old. Mm. So it's either... Sunisi Lee or Grace McCallum, or it's an alternate.
Well, I mean, 10 years old, a 10-year-old gymnast.
At this point, couldn't you just? I mean, these athletes have worked their entire lives for the opportunity to be in the Olympics.
Right?
They are the healthiest of healthy people. Could you not let them compete with a...
gymnastics, though. They're all touching the same stuff. They're all like bars, beam, floor, even.
That sounds like the cardboard room.
But again, I mean,
I don't know about this one here because I can't remember. Last week we were talking about the Olympics and during the whole baseball, the Red Sox Yankee game being postponed. And when we talked about the Olympics, I forget who brought up a good point, is that some of these countries haven't vaccinated a lot of people. So you might have people going over there to, and, you know, obviously there are other countries and people participants from other countries who haven't been vaccinated. So I can understand why they're really kind of strict on the COVID and the Olympics.
Because of they could take it back to the other
countries. They could have massive, like, you know, the surge upticks in whatever country, you know, I don't know, Afghanistan brings back.
Yeah.
I don't know that
Afghanistan has a big Olympic team and currently in the Olympics. They're busy with other things over there.
Don't you think an Olympian, though, is probably the safest? They're trying to keep them safest?
Hold on a second. How does Wiggy pick Afghanistan out of every possible country in the world?
Well, they're in the news. It's on top of his mind.
Yes, Afghanistan.
Yes.
When was the last time Afghanistan won a medal in anything?
Aren't they pulling the troops out of Afghanistan? Right. That's probably where
they're
gone.
They're especially good at the stoning an adulterous Olympic activity. That's their big thing that they do.
Oh my god!
Anyway, what were you going to say, Corny?
No, I was just saying I would think that an Olympian would be the most protected. Like, they would keep them away from the general population and make sure they're completely masked and everything else that goes into it. So I'm kind of shocked. This is now, I mean, there are a few Olympians that have to pull out now, Coco Gauff. So I just think, you know, it sucks because, like you said, they train their whole life. And gymnastics, there's an age limit. You know, if you're 18,
But they can't even get the vaccine if they're under 18, correct? Like,
you can get it if you're
you
under
can?
18.
Yeah. I thought you couldn't.
No, I think it's under 12 where they're still waiting. But I think
it is under 18, I thought.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah,
but they're 18.
So why would they have then the Vax-a-Millions, and for people that were under 18, they would win scholarships?
I don't know, but there were three Afghanistanis in the 2016 Rio Games, none medaled.
So what were they doing? What were they doing?
I don't know. There's just Wikipedia says three.
But that was part of the Vax-a-Millions was that if you were under 18 and you got vaccinated and you won.
No, you got a college scholarship. Yeah, that's 18. Right. You get a college scholarship when you're 18.
I thought it was like 12 to 18.
Also, aren't there colleges where you need to be vaccinated to go?
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
Aren't some kids 17 when you get into college?
Ken, have you looked that up, please? The details on whether or not you can be vaccinated.
It is 12 and up.
Yeah. Okay, 12
and up. In the U.S., yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got to take a break, but you know what's next? Courtney's first try at the news. Well, actually, you did the news.
I did it twice. Right.
But your first official try.
Officially, yes.
All right, so we will get to that coming up next.
Are you ready?
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. On WEEI. It's time for...
Ma'am, this is like a emergency. I need officers here now.
Listen to me. I'm handling this.
The news.
The hope is with this incentive, we'll be able to prime the pump and get more people interested in getting back to work.
With your host,
Florida not like the rest of the U.S.,
Courtney Cox.
You just want like a cookie cutter, probably hire anybody like Courtney Cox.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Ooh.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, where they're now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. I noticed that you put the glasses on.
Well, the news. You have to. Right.
For the news.
Yeah, of course.
And for the live read that you did.
Yes. First live read in the books. Yes.
Make it look more professional.
And by the way, Courtney, you are already way ahead of Wiggy in the live read game.
Wait a second. Did you hear your live read when it came to the Tom Brady football they were giving out?
That's a great analogy.
I mean, she did do, for a first-time live read, she did a pretty good job on it, Wiggy.
She did a really good job. First-time live read is pretty good. Go back and listen to Curtis's first time. Bats on balls, or whatever the hell. He was like, it's like he could barely speak.
All right.
So now we have the news.
Yeah, now we have the news.
Now we have the news.
Yes.
And I just want to throw out, yes, I did say Florida, not like the rest of the U.S. I understand. It's us, okay? I get it. I understand now. But we're kicking this one off really strong. Police are looking for a man who sexually assaulted a horse in Norfolk.
A horse.
H-O-R-S-E.
Over the weekend? Okay.
Mud had some time on his hands.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
The owner of the Turner Hill Equestrian Stables, Hillary Swore, said she was shocked at what she saw after she reviewed footage on her security camera. Here she is talking about it.
I felt violated. I felt lost. I felt scared. Someone who's familiar, someone with horses, someone perhaps in the business was savvy enough to get into the barn to see that someone would come into my own home and degrade a positive environment left me feeling violated.
Yeah.
Savvy enough. I wouldn't use savvy for that.
Well, I believe I read into the story a little bit, and the individual had to put the horse into some kind of horse-type restraint thing. That's why she is suggesting that it is somebody that is in the business. Mm.
Oh. Did you ever watch that Black Mirror episode with the pig?
No.
Has anybody?
No.
Oh, my God. Don't do it.
Is that the same kind of thing?
Yeah. Very, very, very. Yeah.
Should have had cardboard beds.
Yep.
So they're looking. The individual have oats all over him, or like, how are they going to track? How are they going to track this person?
I don't know, but I just was told the mystery guest on OMF is the horse today.
Where's that horse?
All right, we're moving on.
Somebody said, you know, the guy's like, his buddy's like, what are you going to do this weekend? He goes, I'm going to go for a little romp in the hay. And he really meant. The romp in the hay, that's disturbing.
Well, ride that horse and ride it high.
I hope they find the individual.
You would think.
Ride a horse,
that's
save
just,
a cowboy.
I mean, that's just... this was at 3:05 a.m., I guess, is when it occurred.
It's gross. So we're moving on.
You know, my mom used to say famously, nothing good ever happens after 11 p.m., and this is certainly... an instance that proves that.
Especially when there's a horse involved.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, Wiggy. Yes.
All right. L.A. County Sheriffs won't enforce new mask mandate. The Los Angeles County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, is pushing back against a new requirement to wear masks indoor public spaces, regardless of vaccination status. I feel like you are going to agree with him.
That I'm going to agree with him?
Yeah.
I think everybody has had the opportunity to get vaccinated.
Right.
Do you think we're going to go back to wearing masks indoors here in Massachusetts soon?
We might.
We are the most, aren't we the most vaccinated state, though?
I think we are.
Yeah. So L.A., though, was behind us for a long time with reopening, and now they're going back. So that's an interesting thing, because I feel like they had people wear masks longer than we did, but their vaccination numbers must be way
But they
down.
Reopened before us, and then now I'm concerned, like, with this whole, because you see it everywhere, like
the Delta variant. That's the problem.
It's
Ken will tell you that.
It's the Delta variant, but the whole fact that now they're basically forcing you to get vaccinated, because if not, they're saying, you can't, guess what? We got to go back to how things used to be because not enough people are vaccinated.
That may be what they're doing. Right. Do you think that they're doing that on purpose?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
I have a friend in LA who said she and all of her friends are very sick right now. So,
what do you mean very sick?
They all have COVID.
Oh, they have COVID.
Yeah, and it's not like, well, she wasn't vaccinated, but even her friends that were vaccinated were still feeling the effects of COVID.
Well, she should have gotten vaccinated.
Yeah.
Visit vaccines.com. Vaccines.com.
All right, back to another disgusting story here. Bill Cosby wants to be paid for his time behind bars. Quote, we feel that he's owed money, a lot of money, said Cosby's spokesperson, Andrew Wyatt. Mr. Cosby was given an unwanted two-year and 10-month vacation that he had never asked for. His constitutional rights were abolished. His due process was stripped away from him. Yeah, well, he also was sexually assaulting, allegedly, a lot of people. So, I'm sorry. Yeah, the vacation he didn't want?
Yeah. I mean, does the guy have no shame? So now Bill Cosby wants to be paid for his time in prison.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's trying to get his comedy show up and going on a little tour. So he's really trying to double dip.
I mean, it's not allegedly, right? Anymore. I mean, he did rape people. He was just, there was some deal struck.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, like, he's a.
So we can drop allegedly down?
Yeah, I think,
okay,
I think
good.
We're good.
All right. Just want to double check.
Yeah.
It's radio. I don't know, you know. Okay, moving on. This is sad. The pilot of a hot air balloon in Vermont died after he was tangled in the gear underneath the basket and fell to his death. Mm. I don't know if I would ever go into a hot air balloon.
This is, by the way, a complete irrational fear because he was doing a hot air balloon tour with four people. You know how you can pay to go on those things?
Yep.
Oh.
The guy got tangled in the thing, fell out, died.
But now they don't have a pilot.
And they didn't have a pilot.
Man.
Would you be able to land that thing safely, Wicks?
Probably not.
It would never run out of hot air. What are you worried about?
I wouldn't be able to land that thing till we got over water.
Well, this is scary, too. The basket tipped and one of the passengers fell out but wasn't hurt. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Maybe
it must have been on the ground.
That's close to the ground.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Some snack news, you could say. Frito-Lay strike hits 12 days. Negotiations to resume today.
Uh-oh.
Shortage.
We're going to have a Fritos shortage. Cheetos.
I do like Fritos.
You do like Fritos?
Yeah.
Are those the corny?
Yes.
The corn chip ones?
Yes.
I'm not a fan of those.
There's a Trader Joe's version that is to die for.
Awesome.
I'm not a fan of those.
Are you telling me you never had Frito pie?
No, I never had Frito
pie. Oh, God.
I'm not a fan of Fritos.
Frito pie is fantastic.
You like those chips?
Yes. I'm going to bring in the Trader Joe's version. They have their corn something. There's like a seasoning
corn
on
corn dippers. They're awesome.
They are unbelievable.
Yes.
Wow.
And if you dip them.
Anything good there. Like it's all.
What do you mean?
Like the taste good.
Everything tastes good there.
No, it's all like vegan stuff.
No, it's not.
I can't find any of my normal stuff there.
That's Whole Foods.
I'm like, where's the sour cream?
That's Whole Foods you're thinking of.
Can I get a vat of just grease in here anywhere?
I'm like, Frito's like the redheaded stepchild of the chip bag that you get them in.
No,
it comes with the Cheetos, the Funyuns, the barbecue chips, and then Fritos. That's like, you're not supposed to be in that bag.
Oh, I would go Fritos over barbecue chips.
Really?
Yeah.
You on a different planet than everybody else.
What do you
else.
Mean?
Fritos.
Rank your top five chip-related snacks, please.
We're going to get to Cheetos Crunchy.
Cheetos are good.
Cheetos are up there.
Cheetos are number one?
Let's just say Cheetos.
You like the Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
I'm not a huge fan of the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Wait, so Cheetos are five or one, Wiggs?
Let's call them two. Doritos, the cool and spicy ones, are definitely on that list. I'm a barbecue chip fan.
Okay.
I would definitely have on that list. Funyuns. Mm-hmm. I love Funyuns.
You don't like Fritos, but you love Funyuns?
Yeah, because Funyuns are like, you know, they're like onion rings in the chip
form. What about the Andy Cap pub fries? The cheddar pub fries. Do you like those?
I'm not a huge fan of them. I like these spicy ones better.
Yeah.
The ones that are a little bit thicker.
All right. So anyway, there's a strike going on.
Yes, there's a strike.
We're going to have a shortage.
Well,
there
could be, but we have a Frito-Lay employee on why he is on strike.
I'm hot. I'm tired. I'm mad. They got us working 84 hours a week in this thing. Do it look like my shoes can hold my fat ass for 84 hours? That's what I'm saying. The thing about it, they got the little mascots on the thing. Like Chester Cheeto, he ain't got to worry about this type of He just get on his motorcycle and he gone. I can't afford a motorcycle with the pay they give me up in here. I got child support coming out my check. I got the food stamps about to get cut off. And what's some little handsome man with a Steve Harvey mustache on the Pringles can? The Pringles man and the little boy with the dog on the Cracker Jacks box. You ain't never seen them frowning, did you? Now, the only thing Frito can do is kiss my ass, because now I'm about to go talk about Frito Lays. I'm about to go be lazy. You hear me? I'm about to go lay the f*** down, because I ain't doing this no more. I'm going to go see if they hiding down there at Lowe's.
Yeah, guys,
I love
right.
him. I love 84, him.
84 hours.
Right.
That's the audio of the
that
week,
is,
by the way.
Right.
It's only Monday. 84 hours a week. The guy's right.
That's
right.
A break. Long time. Yeah. If Ty Law wasn't a Hall of Fame corner and he worked for Frito's, sounds just like
Ty Law. He does.
Do it look like my shoes can hold my fat ass for 84 hours?
When Bill didn't want to pay him.
I like that. But it's time for me to redeem myself. We are going to head down south.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
Yeah, a Florida man stole candles from a mall store. I think it's Bed Bath & Beyond, or Bed Bath Body Works, one of those ones, yeah. And sprayed dozens of patrons with beer mace repellent before escaping. Here's
beer?
That.
Beer.
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 Like a bear.
Like a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of those people who says beer instead
of grizzly
bear.
Bear.
You said beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, beer. Yeah. It's bear.
Bear. Oh.
Beer.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Beer. Irregardless, here's an eyewitness.
He started coughing, actually, where we were, which wasn't even that close from where it happened. It was like all the way across, and we felt it. We could smell it. We could breathe it.
Seems a little aggressive.
For some candles,
But those candles are very expensive.
They smell good.
Does Mrs. Wiggins like a good aromatic candle?
Yeah, because she goes to...
Home Goods?
No, Bath and... What was the one you said?
Bed Bath and Beyond?
Not Bed Bath and Beyond. There's
Bath
another,
and Body Works.
I think maybe it's just a candle store.
Dollar store?
No, it's like the candle.
Home Goods. Candle. Home Goods has the best candles.
And they have just like so many different... I like the vanilla type smell. I'm not really on the
Gwyneth
Paltrow.
Sniff.
Oh, God.
Isn't your favorite the Funyun candle?
I like the smell of Funyuns better than Fritos.
I do love Funyuns. All right, Courtney, pretty good job.
Excellent.
What do you think? What do you think of the first news with Courtney
Cox?
Thank you. First official news with Courtney Cox. Pretty good.
It was really
she
good.
Even withstood your idiotic complaint about how she pronounced bear when you knew what you were talking
bear.
About.
Bear. You know how beer,
no,
bear.
I understand what a beer is, but also... Okay.
Yeah. I think a beer candle would be good.
Bear mace spray.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.